This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israel Defense Forces says it intercepted a number of projectiles on Sunday that sent people scrambling for shelter in Tel Aviv. The first rockets fired in months at Israel's second-largest city by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Arash Arbasani has the story.
With the Israel-Hamas war now just weeks away from entering an eighth month, regional tensions continue climbing. In a video VOA cannot independently verify, the Iran-backed and Western-identified terror group Hezbollah claims to have launched a series of attacks from southern Lebanon targeting Israeli posts along the border. In a statement, the group said the attacks came in support of the steadfast Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip and their honorable resistance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa called for a ceasefire in Gaza during a news conference with Spain's foreign minister in Brussels on Sunday.
I think it's time to go beyond condemning actions and requesting Israel to stop the war.
He also thanked Spain for its decision to recognize a Palestinian state, calling on like-minded European countries to do the same. More than 670 people are assumed to have died in Papua New Guinea's massive landslide, the UN Migration Agency estimated on Sunday as rescue efforts continued. Media in the South Pacific nation north of Australia had previously estimated Friday's landslide had buried more than 300 people. But more than 48 hours later, the International Organization for Migration said the death toll may be more than double that, as the full extent of the destruction is still unclear. This is VOA News. Bangladesh has evacuated nearly 800,000 people from vulnerable areas as the country and neighboring India await the arrival of a severe cyclone that formed over the Bay of Bengal. Three airports have also been closed. The cyclone is expected to cross Bangladesh and India's West Bengal coast. The India Meteorological Department said the storm is expected to reach maximum wind speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour with gusts up to 137. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was repeatedly booed and jeered as he addressed the Libertarian Party convention in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Reading aloud a letter suggesting that libertarians should also embrace his candidacy.
Should nominate Trump for president of the United States. Whoa.
Trump was repeatedly booed, many in the crowd shouting insults over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, his huge federal deficits, and lying about his political record. Eventually, Trump hit back.
If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
Trump addressing the convention was designed to attract more libertarian voters and keep them from supporting independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American rapper Nicki Minaj on Saturday canceled a show in Manchester, England after she said she was held by police in an Amsterdam airport, denying she had drugs in her bags. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
Fans outside the co-op life venue said they were devastated and disappointed.
We came here just to see her, and now we can't see her.
The 41-year-old singer was held by police hours before the show had been scheduled to start. Dutch military police confirmed an arrest of a 41-year-old American woman for possessing soft drugs, but didn't reveal her identity, adding that it is illegal to take such substances out of the Netherlands. Police later said the woman had been fined and released in the evening. But that was 45 minutes after Minaj had been due to begin performing.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. France's President Emmanuel Macron has started the first state visit to Germany by a French head of state in 24 years. The three-day trip is meant to underline the strong ties between the European Union's traditional leading powers. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.